Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley, and today is Saturday. Wherever you are, it is Saturday. Every day is Saturday. It's part two of How to Win. Haven't even gotten to part two yet. Started part one last week, got off on a couple of documentary trails there, things that are going on, minimalizing, posted on my Facebook page today. I'll dive in more of that about putting our house up on the market, selling it, getting rid of everything. Sitting in my studio slash office right now, and I'm literally looking at just boxes. I've made so many trips to the Goodwill, it's just nuts, man. I didn't even know we had this much junk. I'm so happy that I'm going through this process of getting rid of everything because there's so much crap just buried in places of our home that I didn't even know existed, let alone the stuff itself. So just getting rid of it, man. Clutter, clutter, clutter free. Clutter free. How to win. How to win. In part one, we talked about knowing who your opponent is. Do you even know? A lot of the time, it's yourself. You know, we ran through them: self-doubt, procrastination, fear. It's never knowledge. It's never time, because you have just enough time to get anything done. You want the perfect body for you? Great. Go to the gym. You got time to do that. Just not a priority for you right now. You got time to whatever it is you want to do. Learn a new trade. Build a business, build a side business, build an online marketing business, do this, podcasting, speaking, training, whatever it is you want to do. You got all the time in the world to do it. We all get the same 168 hours in the week. So somehow somebody finds a way to get it done. Maybe you're not leveraging it. Maybe you're not outsourcing it. Maybe you should spend some time on Fiverr, Upwork, sites like that, delegating what it is that you don't want to do, have other people do it for you, and knock that part of it out. Can't delegate your passion, though. You got to be involved in the content creation part of it. And then rock it out, man. You can't delegate your passion. Part two, what are the rules? How to win part two. Are you allowed to play in this game? You know, is this game for you? Is this what you love to do? If we're talking about winning in that sense, how do you keep score? Like in the real estate game, for example, are you allowed to play in the real estate game? The answer is yes. Anybody can. You can go out. You can find money. You can find investors with money. You can find properties. You can buy the properties. Anybody can play that game. Everybody's got the same amount of time to play that game. Everybody has the same amount of resources to play that game. You don't even need money to do it. You can find somebody else's to get that done. Do you know the rules of that game, though? Do you know how it's played? The speaking business, for example, what I do for a living, going on stage, is that what you want to do? Do you know the rules to that game? Really, again, you make those up. The rules are you got to have a powerful message. You already have that. Now here's the part, though. The opponent comes back into play. All the way back to part one. You. My message really isn't that great. Nobody's really going to want to pay to hear me speak. Well, yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. Yes, they will. They always have, and they always will. Because if it's not going to be you, it's going to be somebody else with a similar kind of message as you. But then again, your message is so unique. I mean, I see so many people out there. We're talking specifically now about speaking and making a career about sharing your message and your passion. Look, even if you end up not getting on a stage or getting up in front of a group of people and sharing your message, you're going to create content. Your entire business, whatever bit, I don't care if you run a coffee shop, dry cleaner, whatever it is, there's a story behind why you started. There's a story why you're the best. Because if I lined up 10 dry cleaners right now, owners, and I said, hey, do you do the best dry cleaning in this town? All 10 would say, yes, we do. Of course they would say, I would hope they would. But then we get into why you're doing this. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? And then the stories come out and they're fascinating. And it's just, I remember Mr. Lee Cleaners right here in our town of Loveland, Ohio. God, I've been going to that guy for 20 years, I don't know, close to it. And he moved here from, I think it was, I think he's Korean, so I'm just going to say Korean, okay? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But he moved here from way across the other end of the globe. And he and his wife and their kids, I believe they slept in the back of the dry cleaner while he was working, like while he was building his business up from scratch. I mean, it is an amazing American story, success story here. And now the guy's hitting it. I don't know if he, on all cylinders, I don't know if he's got more than one location or just this one location. But, man, this dude's hitting it on all cylinders, and he's rocking it out. Couldn't be happier for the guy. I mean, you talk about hard work. I mean, you want to see somebody work hard. Check out some of these dry cleaners, man. The 100 degrees working those presses and in the back and, oh, my God. But anyway, his story was amazing. Kept me coming back. I don't know. I don't know anybody. Maybe people. A lot of people don't ask a dry cleaner why they're doing what they're doing. But boy, get real clear in answering that question. When you're talking about how to win, you know what wins? The story. The story wins. Whoever has the best story wins. And again, people are going to argue that their story isn't the best. How dare you do that, man? Everybody that's born is a miracle. So why would you ever stop believing that a story that you have to offer is anything less than amazing? Now, you know, maybe you haven't bungee jumped from Victoria Falls, or maybe you haven't driven a race car on a track 200 miles an hour. Maybe you haven't run a triathlon. Nobody cares. Most people haven't anyway. God, you're talking about the 1.01% of the 1% of the population. People relate to everyday people doing extraordinary things. You know, launch your own brand. Get it out there. Get the message out there. Quit arguing that, oh, this isn't, that's not the rules of the game. When you want to win, you make the rules. It's the beauty of entrepreneurship. You make the rules. Not saying you do anything illegal. Not saying you do anything disrespectful. You're allowed to blaze your own trail. Success leaves clues, and then you can take those clues, and you can blaze your own trail, and then other people will learn from your clues, and that's the beauty of it, man. It's so much more fun to create than it is to maintain. It's so much more fun to create than it is to maintain. And there's something fun and edgy in that thought that this might not work. You know what? It probably won't work in the exact way that you planned it out. It's kind of exciting to me. Isn't that kind of exciting to you? Like, you get to create from a blank canvas. You get to create in this game that you're going to win. I mean, there is no doubt you believe you're going to win, okay? You get to create from the very beginning what this looks like, knowing that at the end of the race, it ain't going to look anything like this, and that's kind of fun, man. You're going to trip and fall, but you're always moving forward. You're never tripping and falling backwards. The game, the rules of the game say you must trip and fall forward. We're all trip up. Heck, I probably tripped 20 times today. Yeah, another day we're going on no sleep. Funny story, side story. We're at the Pullman, not funny, haha, just funny, like this is how life hits you. Yesterday, we went to the pulmonologist for our two-year-old. She has a trach. She breathes through a trach tube. And she was supposed to have her scope done in her trach today to gauge whether or not she needs reconstructive surgery on her airway, which she probably will, but we got to do the scope. This will be her third or fourth one of these things. They put her under anesthesia, and the pulmonologist takes a look down there, and ENT, ear, nose, and throat, takes a look down there. Gastro goes through her G-tube and scopes that. Everybody gets a good look, and then they give us a diagnosis of what's going on. And it's been a slow road, man, and it's been a tough road. It's been tough as hell. It's the hardest freaking journey you'll ever do is to have a kid born at 1 pound, have a trach baby, and feeding through a G-tube, and then she gets sick. I'm literally going maybe 2 hours sleep every night, okay? But still, you know, getting up. You know what helps a ton? Getting to the gym. Went to the gym today. I'm dying, man. I'm barely even, like, I'm just one step above zombie state, okay? Getting no sleep because our kid's up all night. My wife just take turns suctioning and getting up and suctioning and getting up. But going to the gym, I asked this question, I think, on the last show is, man, any of you fitness guys and girls out there, tell me why after I go to the gym I got a ton of energy when I should be dead, when I've got no sleep. It's really wild what it does to you. But it's a very tough journey. Yesterday I went to the pulmonologist and we're told we can't come back. Today, we're supposed to be there all day for her surgery. Can't do it. They don't want to put her under. They're afraid of putting her under anesthesia. And so we get bumped to the back of the line, got to wait another month or two. And it's so hard to get a doctor, a surgery appointment at Children's Hospital. But we wait. But we wait. And that was my day yesterday, and that's my day today. And she didn't sleep last night. Power went out. You want to hear? It's a sad country music song. It's what this is turning into. Last night, the power goes out at 8:45. doesn't come back on for 5 or 6 hours. Guys, it's Cincinnati, Ohio in January. It is cold. It's 20 degrees. The house is freezing. No power. Baby's not sleeping. I'm getting no sleep. Surgery canceled today. And here I am podcasting and laughing about it. Because why? What the hell else are you going to do about your life, man? Are you going to sit around there in fetal position? And remember, tell the marketplace about where you're going. Tell your doctor about your problems, okay? 90% of the people don't want to hear them, and the other 10% are glad you have them. So the rules of this game say this. You wake up, you get up, you stand up. You get to create. It's way better to create than it is to maintain. Understand who's allowed to play. You are. You're allowed to play. You're allowed to create a lot of these own rules for yourself. You're allowed to practice as much as you want. You're allowed to fail. You're allowed to count up all your small wins. You don't need permission to do any of that stuff, man. And it's awesome. That's what everyday Saturday means. That's what it means to win. That's how you win. That's the rules part of it. What are they? Figure them out. And don't let the only opponent, which is you, get you off your game. Stay in it. Have a blast, man. Look, if I can do it, you can do it. And when you do it, you can teach somebody else how you did it. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. Nobody wants to learn, hey, what are you going to teach me? I'm going to teach you how to go to a job for 40 years. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Listen, I'll get back to you, okay? Oh, click. Hey, what are you going to teach me? I'm going to teach you the wildest damn ride of your life. There's going to be huge wins and crashing failures. We're going to bounce right back up. It's going to be millions of dollars made, millions of dollars lost. Freedom everywhere you turn. You wake up, it's the blank canvas, and you get to do whatever it is you want to do. Does that sound exciting? Sign me up.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.